Larkspur gets her wings. Larkspur the fairy stared at her reflection in the deep, clear pool.
Oh, why don't I have wings? She wailed. Why am I such a bad fairy?
Her eyes filled with tears, so she did not see a new reflection appear in the water. It was only when the fairy queen spoke softly to her that she looked up. You're not a bad fairy, Larkspur. You're just taking a little longer than usual to learn a few things. Now dry your eyes and tell me what you see in the pool.
I see a beautiful queen and an ugly, miserable little fairy.
There's no ugly fairy here, Larkspur. But there is a pretty fairy who has a frown on her face, and fairies shouldn't frown. They should smile. It's much easier, you know. Larkspur looked at her frowning reflection and smiled. Then she frowned and smiled again.
Oh, you're right, she cried. It is much easier.
There's something else all fairies should do, said the queen. They should always listen very carefully. You never know who will call for help or when. Now go along home and remember what I've said. Early next morning, Larkspur was woken by the cheerful song of Beryl Blackbird.
Thank you, Beryl,
she called as she stepped outside her house. She smiled at the flowers and listened to the early morning sounds. It was then that she heard a strange noise coming from the direction of the pool. She tiptoed forward and peered through the rushes. A little girl was sitting on the bank, shedding tears into the water below.
Hello, said Larkspur. What's the matter?
The girl stopped crying and stared. It's all right. I'm real, whispered Larkspur.
I'm a fairy, so perhaps I can help you.
The girl picked up a doll from the long grass.
I've broken Lucy, she sobbed. Her face is all dirty and torn.
Let me see her. Dear me, she really is a mess, isn't she? Never mind. I think I know what to do. Larkspur took a tiny box of magic dust from her pocket. Then, sprinkling the dust over Lucy's face, she chanted,
Magic dust, please make haste and give Lucy a brand new face.
There was a flash of silver, and in an instant, Lucy had a new face.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Lucy's even prettier than before. I must go and show her to Mummy.
The little girl ran off, and smiling happily, Larkspur wandered back home. In her bedroom, she peered into the mirror to make sure her smile was just right. Then, as she turned away, she noticed something which made her squeal with delight. There, on her back, was the start of two lovely wings.
They're only small, she told herself, but I'm sure they'll grow.
The next day, she was in the garden when she heard a loud, angry bark. It was followed by a jingling, clanging noise, and then a pitiful whimper. Larkspur hurried out of the garden to see if she could help. Not far away, a dog was standing at the side of the road, desperately trying to shake a string of tin cans off his tail.
Oh, you poor thing, Larkspur cried. Who did this to you?
Those nasty boys down the road,
whimpered the dog. They thought it was a great joke, but I tell you, it's not my idea of a joke.
I should think not. Now keep still, and I'll try to untie the knots. Larkspur struggled with the knots, but they were too tight for her to untie. So she sprinkled some magic dust over the dog's tail and chanted, "Magic dust, act without fail, remove the cans from this dog's tail." With a flash, the cans were gone. The dog barked his thanks, and cheerfully wagging his tail, he trotted off down the road. Larkspur went to sit by the pool for a rest. It was a windy day, and the water rippled round the rushes. But for a brief moment, it became quite still, and she saw her reflection.
Oh, my wings! They're nearly full grown. How beautiful they are.
Suddenly, she heard a voice.
"Joey? Where are you, Joey?"
And then an old lady carrying an empty birdcage was standing right beside her.
"Oh, dear, oh, dear. I forgot to shut the window and my parrot flew away. Oh, I do hope he's all right."
"Don't worry," said Larkspur gently. "I'll find him. Why don't you sit down here and rest?" Larkspur whistled a special note and waited. There was no answer. She wandered through the woods, every so often stopping to whistle. At last, she heard a faint whistle in reply. She followed the sound until she came to poor Joey, hopelessly entangled in a bramble bush. Then, sprinkling the magic dust over the bush, she chanted, "Magic dust, please don't amble. Release poor Joey from the bramble." There was a flash, and in an instant, Joey was back in his cage. The old lady was delighted, but Larkspur was so tired that all she could think of was how to get home quickly to bed.
"You could try flying, Larkspur." Larkspur turned, and there behind her was the Fairy Queen.
"Well done, my dear. Like all good fairies, you have learnt to smile and show kindness to others. You deserve your beautiful wings." Larkspur smiled thankfully. Then very proudly, she fluttered her wings and flew all the way home. She could have cried for joy. At last, she was a fully fledged fairy.